if you were to ask most people what is their definition of love, I believe one thing you will find in common is that many people will tell you that love is simply a good feeling. And in one sense, I can agree with that, because love is when you demonstrate kindness to someone, gratitude. You show pleasantries to a person. Just like a husband should love his wife, he should not withhold due benevolence. A father should love his children. And so, yeah, I can agree that when you look at love from one aspect, it is or having to do with a good feeling. But biblically, love is more than just a good feeling. Jesus taught in John 14 and 15 that if we love him, we should keep his commandments. So love has to do with obedience. Then Paul told the Galatian church in Galatians 5 and 22 that love is a fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, people are going to know that we are truly disciples if we show love one toward another. That's what the Apostle John wrote about. Yeah, even if you make me mad, I should still be able to hug you, take you out, speak kindly to you, because I have the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of me. Love is a fruit of the Spirit, and love is an act of obedience when I keep the commandments of God. I may not feel like praising him, but because I love him, I'm going to praise him. I may not feel like doing this, that, or the other, but my love for God compels me to be obedient to his written and his revealed word. Now, on Sunday, God really blessed us at our youth and young adult church. I was able to speak into the lives of our young people about having a mind to heed correction. Oh, and when you start talking about correction, you get a quiet audience. When you start talking about correcting people and how they think, talk, and act, you're not going to get too many amens. But when you consider the scripture, correction is a form of God's love. Yeah, Proverbs 3:11-12 plainly reads, "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he corrects." And so the primary subject of the teaching was that when God corrects us directly or indirectly, that's the Lord showing us how much he loves us. If he did not love us, he wouldn't correct us. And so I've just gotten to the point in my life where I'm like, Lord, show me some love then. Just show me more love. Help me to get right, because I want to please you. I want to make it in. And I don't want to hinder someone else from having a productive walk with you. Correct me, Lord. Show me some love. And I believe that is a trait that young people should have as well as adults. There are some people, if God corrects them or uses you to correct them, they get defensive. You have some people that when God uses you to correct them or someone else to correct them, They point the finger. But at what point does a person begin to mature and say, well, Lord, just love on me. Get me right. I don't want to despise your correction. Now, when we talk about correction that comes from God, whether directly or indirectly, I taught so many things in that message. And if you didn't hear that message, I'll have the link down in the description of today's episode, because that is definitely a teaching you need to listen to as a young person, and make sure your child listen to if you are a parent. But when it comes to God correcting us directly or indirectly, Number one, it's saying that God is putting us straight. We done got off course. We done got crooked in our ways or in error. So when God corrects us, he's making us straight. Yeah, he is directly pointing out what we need to get right. And I appreciate that. And I got to be honest, when God corrects, oftentimes, especially in a setting that's public, it's somewhat convicting. It can be embarrassing. You can get in your feelings. But again, Lord, just love on me. Show me some love. Help me get right. I know that's you showing me how much you care for me. Because the scripture says we should not detest his correction. You know, some people get corrected and they leave the church. They leave God. They start thinking more highly of themselves than they ought. But no one is above correction. It does not matter how high you are, how wealthy you are. Who is above being corrected by God? He is the only one that's perfect. But secondly, when God corrects us, he shines a light on our sin, our errors, or our faults. And it could be in how we're thinking, how we're talking, or how we're behaving. God will shine that light on us. And I have to be the first to admit there are some places in my life that I keep the cover on, so to speak. But God has a way of pulling that cover back and say, Baker, I see your faults. I see where you need to mature or grow up. And God will shine a light on us. And we should be appreciative that when we are lacking in some areas, the Lord is our help. He shines the light on it and say, look, you need to get some more strength in this area of weakness. It could be that you are constantly a pessimist. You always think negative. You never believe the scripture that says all things will work together for your good. So God will correct you and say, why do you think like that? Why is your mind not as the mind of Christ? Why don't you cast your cares on me? Don't you know I care for you? Why do you keep trying to handle all of your problems in your own strength? Don't you know that the Bible says, cursed is the man who trusts in the arm of flesh? Why don't you just trust in me? God has a way of shining the light on us. And I believe we should all get to the point to where we just say, Lord, show me some love. Now, we know God gives us the ability to make our own choices. If you want God to shower you with his love, he'll do it. But I want you to keep this next verse in your spirit as well. Because there are some people, as I said before, they cannot stand God's correction. And Proverbs 12:1 speaks to them. It says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. Bottom line, that's just clear. If a woman or man hates correction about their sexuality, when you consider God's word, bottom line, that's a stupid person. They don't want to hear what's right. If a person don't want to hear about how to handle money according to God's word, they don't want to be corrected, you should be bringing God his tithe and offering, and they reject that, that's a stupid individual according to Proverbs 12:1. If a parent doesn't want to hear that their child is running them, that they are a pushover, and they need to be the one that has the authority, that's a stupid parent. They hate to be corrected. And I was telling the young people that we live in a sensitive society nowadays. People get in their feelings too quick when someone corrects them with what's right. So we got a choice. Either we're going to hate correction or we're going to love correction. If I love correction, that means I understand that God has delight in me. But if I hate correction, Proverbs 12:1 again says that I'm stupid. So I want to encourage you to have the mindset, Lord, love on me. Just show me more love. Show me some love. Correct me. Help me get right, because I want everything that you promised for me. Trendsetters, let's keep this in mind. Thank you so much for spending time with me on today's weekly word. Make sure you listen again to Sunday's message. The link will be down in the description, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. God bless you.